Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, the Eagles, you know, they get off early just getting going. And while the game was sort of close entering near the end of the second quarter, it became a effort. The Eagles finished the second half in superb fashion. They finished the second quarter in superb fashion. Third quarter rolled, and from there, just, you know, just put it to bed. It was really an impressive performance. Now, John, you referenced the defense here. You want to get something on the deep. So you think I am now overrating Jonathan Gannon?
I do. And it was good yesterday. I do think that team, that Titans team, had limitations to what they could do. We knew already that Ryan Tannehill was very average as a quarterback, but the weapons he had to throw to, Treylon Burks was the best one of them. He went out in the first quarter.
Can I just say what a catch, just for a moment?
Incredible.
That was amazing. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Really something. That was his first NFL touchdown. Yeah.
First receiving touchdown.
He picked up a fumble last week.
Who knows whether he even remembers touchdown. His first touchdown catch, though. I mean, poor guy, man. He got smoked.
Uh-huh. But your stat, I guess you said from the game where they posted that the Eagles had the second fewest yards given up. I don't think yards is the most important stat when you really boil it down. I do think points is more significant, and that gives you a good idea of how good a defense is performing. And when you look at the points statistic, we are tied with New England, which is a good place to be because New England's defense is really all they have. New England giving up 18.8 points per game. We're tied at seventh in the NFL.
That's good.
The teams in front of us, the Jets, we know that their defense really, really pretty sound.
Great day.
Tampa Bay, we know that's scary, that defense. Buffalo, Dallas.
Yeah, these are good teams, good defenses.
Denver, which is sort of the outlier because their offense is truly the most abysmal in the NFL.
Yep.
And then San Francisco sits at number one.
That's a good group to be with.
15.8 points per game. It is a really good group to be with. My contention is that we have a lot of talent, on the defensive side of things. And when we needed a little help, Howie went out and did a wonderful job. And Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph, they truly have augmented this team. The question mark would be the defensive end, Robert Quinn, really didn't. But he's trying. He's trying to add where we need it.
Yeah.
The talent is there. Better than we could have hoped, better than we could have imagined. And even the depth. I mean, Blankenship was pretty good yesterday. Again, that's against bad wide receivers.
So that helps
the cause. I don't think you can say, hey, we're totally in the clear. This defense has arrived. I do think they're really good, but Gannon is not really great himself. I still need to see more.
Well,
and there have been little things, like the tiny details, the attention to detail, like the leverage points, the gap security, the things that are, you know, like master's level course, like boring for most people to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't always been sound this year. Gannon has cleared the record, and he's now a great D coordinator.
All right, look, we'll take your reaction on it all, 215-592-9494, most especially a glorious win yesterday. If you're at the game, watch on TV, listen here on WIP, it was a beatdown. Your reaction, the performance of Hurts, A.J. Brown, the defense, the pass rush. I mean, I don't know how you can't be thinking Super Bowl right now. To the phones, let's go Frank and Langhorne. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Great, Frank.
Hey, you know, it's almost like an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a funny feeling when you don't have anything to complain about on a Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Besides penalties.
Those darn penalties. Come on.
And that's like probably the easiest thing to fix. But yeah, I give her credit because it's not easy to fix stopping a run, and they're doing a better job.
They are.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they decide to cover kickoffs. And the special teams yesterday showed up.
I got to tell you, Frank, I couldn't believe the other team didn't bring it out of the end zone. First kickoff was only 2 yards deep, and the guy let it sail through. And I thought, what an idiot. That's bad coaching, because the coach should have told him, hey, we're going to press this thing up the field. Come on, man. Anyway, you're right. When the Eagles did have to stop them, they did. But the first – I think it was the first kickoff, not the first – go ahead, Frank.
But, yeah, the field was much longer yesterday.
Yeah.
The field was much longer, which gives more room for error. And the way they were rushing the passer yesterday, they made the defensive backs look really good. And then how about N'Kobe Dean, how he did? Waited his turn, came in, and played. And that's coaching, too. To have a guy like that, a rookie like that, ready to go, ready to come in
well,
and play the way he played.
Frank, good stuff there, man. It's coaching and talent. Good job by him. And he did a nice job, and I agree with you. Coaches had him ready.
He was helped out a lot by the guys in front of him. The D tackles who we've added, who know what they're doing, they do a great job of holding offensive linemen.
They've done a nice job
out for a guy, especially like N'Kobe Dean, who's a run, sideline to sideline type of linebacker.
Yep.
Ndamukong Suh, N'Kobe Dean should have been thanking Ndamukong Suh after the game.
Yeah, those guys up front have made a big difference. By the way, Sirianni, his conversation with Angelo from earlier this morning, you'll hear that coming up at 12:25 today. So coming up in, about 15 or so minutes, 12:25, Sirianni with Angelo from this morning. So we have not yet discussed what I thought was clearly the scariest moment from yesterday's game. James Seltzer, what was the scariest moment from yesterday's game?
Was it when Jalen took that pop?
1,000%.
Right there with you.
I actually thought, because when he first got up,
got a concussion.
I thought he was done for the
day. Yeah, me too. The way it looked like it was.
Yeah, that was, that was very lucky to escape without obviously an injury, at least at this point that we know of. It was like right up under the chin. And John,
it's a problem. Everyone's sort of, we're all excited. It looked so good. It was so definitive, a 35-10 win. But heading into that game, I felt concerned about straight-up pass pro. And a big part of that is Jordan Mailata is not as good as I thought he was. And I don't really understand it. I think part of this is it's a foreign concept. Football is a foreign concept to Jordan Mailata. He's so new to the game, it looks at times like he is uncertain exactly what he's supposed to be doing. And that play... You got Bud Dupree, a premier pass rusher, lined up at the end of the line of scrimmage to your side. You're the left tackle.
Yep.
He's lined up right across from you. I don't know who Jordan Mailata thought he was supposed to be blocking on that play.
Yeah, I went to the inside
guy. He's probably going to say, hey, the D-tackle held me. I wasn't able to get off the hold. But, you have to pop out. You have to kickstep. You have to gain depth. When you've got a guy who – there have been multiple occasions this year where the end man, the pass rusher, the guy who gets paid all that money has been left unblocked by Jordan Mailata, our left tackle. And I'm trying to, read into this a little bit, but I feel like he needs, a refresher course in football. That a lot of times NFL coaches, even great ones like Jeff Stoutland, they assume you know more than you know. And he's a unique case.
I bet just Stoutland's on it.
He's a unique category.
Mailata's just not – something on it, he's just not picking it all up.
It doesn't come naturally to Jordan Mailata. And once upon a time, they were drilling him. They were locking it down every day. Hey, this is the footwork.
Yeah.
This is the scheme. This is who you block. This is how you block them. I think some of that has fallen by the wayside
because
they paid him a lot of money.
Yep.
He is the entrenched left tackle now. they need to go back and go over some of the basics again with Jordan Mailata, because you can't keep getting your quarterback hit because you're not blocking the edge guy.
Well, they were very lucky. That was a scary moment. Very lucky that Hurts didn't get like really hurt on that play. Let's go to Chris in Doylestown. Hi, Chris.
How we doing, guys? How you doing today?
Doing great, Chris.
Living a dream. All right. My question, I mean, amazing game. We've all been talking about the game and stuff like that. I just want to say, just looking forward, as John mentioned a little bit, or Joe mentioned, just looking ahead. Not even that. I'm looking at Dallas. Did you see Matty Ice just torch Diggs last night with that touchdown pass on a double move?
Last night, Chris, last night was a I am shutting it down, going to bed early night for me. I woke up, I saw the score. I know Dallas rolled, but I was very happy to go to sleep. Maybe in part, Chris, because while I know Dallas is good, I don't see them as a regular season threat. Right. I see them as a postseason threat.
Sure.
And so, you know, but anyway, go ahead.
I never realized how much he bit on those double moves, Diggs. I went back and looked
at him. Yeah, he's a risk taker.
Yes, he is.
A huge risk taker. And that's one thing. And then their other corner went down. We're talking about Jimmy G, but their other corner went down as well. So there's no way they're stopping us either. Our receivers are unbelievable. Hey, I have a question, and John might know the answer to this a little bit better. When you're playing the game, this offsetting penalties thing has just blown my mind. You have a penalty for holding, let's say, right? Play goes on, and a guy just knocks the crap out of a guy in his head, you know, a personal foul, and those penalties are offset. How can we change that? So you're telling me I just do a little hold or maybe a little grab. Another guy goes off and just knocks someone's head off as they're running out of bounds, and you tell me that those penalties just offset.
I'm fine with it, Chris.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's the way football's always been. If you're penalty on both teams, the play didn't count. I mean,
you're saying that there's it's not. It's
you're saying
not
the severity,
just like
the severity.
You risk an injury
like
on one side, and
right. Well, I'm just saying, some things should be handled differently. Just like in the game of soccer we're watching here, a yellow card for a handball versus a yellow card for some guy taking a guy out. You know, and nine times out of ten, they're actually not even hitting them. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, I do.
It just bothers me that they just cancel each other out.
Look, the only other solution is if you had a 15-yarder and a 5-yarder,
sure,
then you could give the one team 10 yards to offset it. I don't like
crazy.
It. I think
Joe, if you don't mind me asking one last thing real
sure,
quick.
Sure.
You're talking about Indiana Jones. I'm not sure if either of you – I've listened to you guys a lot, but you ever see a show called Your Honor on Showtime?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Did you see the trailer? It's coming out again the second season. They just pushed it. Was supposed to happen December 11th. They just pushed it to January 15th. That's one of the most underrated shows,
yep,
I think, around. You guys have a great afternoon.
You too, man. It was also the first show I saw that incorporated the pandemic into actual content. It was late in season one of Your Honor, but they'd obviously filmed it during the pandemic, and you started seeing masks in one scene. It was kind of neat. 215-592-9494. It's a good show if you get a chance. Watch Your Honor Season 1. It's with Breaking Bad dude, Walter White. Very good stuff.
Ryan Cranston.
Up ahead, Sirianni with Angelo. Obviously covering a lot from yesterday's game and just this season and the whole deal. What Nick Sirianni had to say, you'll hear that interview. Plus all the phone calls, your reaction to it all. Hurts, MVP, man. MVP plus A.J. Brown, great. The pass rush was great. The tackling was great. You can hop in, 215-592-9494.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.